Time is 9:01. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and online at kgnu.org. Stay tuned for Swing Shift.
Thanks once again, Jack, and a hearty good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dave Gloss with tonight's version of Swing Shift here on KGNU. Tonight we're going to feature a performance of the Band of Renown, of course led by Les Brown, from May 12, 1957, live at a ballroom in Portland, Oregon. So be sure to stay tuned for some wonderful sounds. From 1938 until his death in 2001, Les Brown, Sr., led one of the great big bands out there. And nearly seven decades, I think he's the record holder of big band leaders that just remained in virtually continuous operation from 1938 on. He attended Duke University from 1932 to 36, and there he led a group called Les Brown and his Blue Devils, of course, and they performed regularly on campus and, of course, up and down the East Coast. And then during the year of 1936, the band went on an extended tour, and after graduation, of course, the clarinetist and saxophonist decided to make his work full-time. Here we listen to a well-recorded live performance from the year 1957 with a lot of Les Brown standards and some surprises mixed in. So stay tuned for some wonderful sounds.
April rose that only grows in the early spring. Love is nature's way of giving a reason to be living. The golden crown that makes a man a king. Once on a high and windy hill, in the morning mist, two lovers kiss and the world stood still. Then your fingers touched my silent heart and taught it how to sing. Yes, true love, a many splendid things. My silent heart and taught it how to sing. Yes, true love, of any splendid thing.
Joanne Greer.
want my arms around you. No, not much. I'd tell yesterday I found you. No, not much. I'd feel like I
We're listening to a live performance of Les Brown and his Band of Renown from the 12th of May, 1957, in a ballroom in Portland, Oregon. Of course, the Les Brown Orchestra really began to center its efforts on the West Coast after World War II. And, of course, part of their duties was backing up Bob Hope and Steve Allen and so many others at the television studios and radio studios of the day. And really that is one of the major reasons why Les Brown was able to keep his band going. He also had remarkable loyalty among his players. He could rely on people to show up time after time after time to play the charts. One of the things that I think is very interesting when you listen to a live performance of Les Brown is after each number, you'll hear him call out a number for the band to play. In other words, he was very much gauging what the audience wanted to hear. And so if the band wanted, if the audience wanted to swing a lot, he called a faster book. If the audience needed a chance to slow down and catch its respective breath, then he would call out a ballad. But that placed tremendous pressure on the musicians of the band because they had to know the entire book. And so people like Les Brown and the Dorseys and so many others really required a lot of their sidemen. KGNU would like to thank the Greater Park Hill community for their in-kind support of this station in this broadcast. More information is available at gphc.org or by phone at 303-388-0918. Our thanks, as always, to the Greater Park Hill community. We're going to continue on with more of the Les Brown dance session from May 12th, 1957. And he had just finished an album of swing-era favorites by other bands for the Capitol record label, and so you'll hear many of those charts being played here, including this one that was made famous by Charlie Barnett. Here's Les Brown's version of Cherokee.
gonna love you like nobody's loved you. Come rain or come shine. High as a mountain and deep as a river. Come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just
Pleasanton on the tenor sax, one of our recordings from the album Les Brown's in Town, Riding High.
Thank you.
We've been listening to Les Brown and his Band of Renown from May 12th of 1957. I'm Dave Gloss. Thank you for joining me on tonight's broadcast of Swing Shift. I'm here every Thursday evening between 9 and 10 o'clock, presenting the best of the big band years. I meant to go through all the songs we've been playing this evening. We started out there with Swinging Down the Lane, Love is a Many Splendored Thing, Begin the Begin, Harlem Nocturne, Not So Much, Cherokee, At Sundown, Come Rain or Come Shine, Riding High on the Alamo, and finished that set with Ramona. And that's interesting. It started out as a waltz, a hugely popular waltz, from the 1920s and reformed there into a real swinger for the Les Brown Band. Wanted to let everybody know there's mostly cloudy skies, of course, here in the Denver metro area with 51 degrees currently in Denver with humidity at 86%, a little unusual for us, particularly as we stretch further into May. But showers are likely tonight, a 70% chance, a 60% chance tomorrow with a high of only 56. And as we slide into Mother's Day weekend, things don't improve much. For example, Saturday is high likely once again around 56, but Sunday, there's likely to be, Saturday night into Sunday, there's a chance of rain and snow at 50 to 70% with a high of only 49. So we're certainly caught in a wet weather pattern here in the Denver metro area. So take your umbrella wherever you go, or at least be up on your Gene Kelly imitation. We're going to turn now to the Les Brown performance, once again from May 12th of 1957, of the winner of the very first Academy Award for Best Song, The Continental. We'll be right back.
no light in Vermont. Telegraph cables, they sing down the highways, follow each bend in the road. People who meet in this romantic setting are so hypnotized.
A lot of requests for our theme all the way through, so here's Leapfrog.
And that will conclude our look at The Band of Renown, led, of course, by Les Brown, live in Portland, Oregon, May 12th of 1957. Hope you enjoyed listening to that extended set of Les Brown. It's rather rare to find a live performance from that era that's so well done. As we pass the 10 o'clock hour, it's my duty to remind you this is KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, or on the World Wide Web at kgnu.org. Please stay tuned now for my friend David and Jazz.